Good morning, this is Ndundu Newspaper Review, 17 January 2023. Here's a review of what the front pages of newspapers in Nigeria are saying today. CBN Governor Godwin Emefiele has resumed office following spending his annual leave abroad. Emefiele went on leave in December 2022 and resumed work on Monday, January 16, 2023. This is coming from Nigerian Tribune. And also coming from Nigerian Tribune, the Enugu office of the Independent National Electoral Commission was on Sunday attacked by unknown gunmen. National Commissioner and Chairman Information of Voter Education, Festus Okoye, in a statement on Monday confirmed that the incident happened at about 9:12 p.m. on Sunday, 15 January 2023, at his Enugu South office. One policeman was killed and another injured while trying to repel the attack. Presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Peter Obi, has warned that there will be no sacred cow under his administration. Speaking on Monday at the popular British International Policy Institute, Chatham House, Obi said that the Obi Dati administration will dismantle the structures of criminality and enthrone competence, character and capability so that talents and ideas can flourish. This is coming from Daily Trust. And coming from this day, PDP's presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar has warned that it will be risky to hand over Nigeria to either Tinubu or Obi in the forthcoming general elections. Speaking at the Nigeria Economic Summit Group presidential dialogue yesterday, Atiku described Obi as a candidate with no experience, while tagging Tinubu's APC as a party that brought Nigeria to a sorry situation. The Department of State Services, DSS, has opened an extensive investigation into foreign exchange allocations to customers by banks and overall involvement of the CBN. Bank CEOs have been given until Wednesday, January 18, 2023, to provide comprehensive information about the privileged individuals and companies that have been given foreign exchange allocations since 2017. This is coming from Business Day. And coming from The Punch, the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, may sue the federal government over its members' withheld 8-month salary. ASU's counsel, Femi Falana, disclosed in an interview with The Punch yesterday that ASU will resort to court once it learns that the federal government has gone ahead to pay members of the parallel union, the Congress of Nigeria University Academics. And finally, from The Nation, the APC Presidential Campaign Council has called for the arrest of PDP's presidential candidate, Atiku Abubakar. The call is following allegations of corruption and using special purpose vehicles between 1997 and 2007. The Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Festus Keyamo, also gave the three anti-graft agencies a 72-hour ultimatum to arrest Atiku for interrogation and prosecution.